Chris, how do you assess that one? Is it a point gained or two lost?
I think we assess it that it's a good point on the road against a side that are very hard to beat here. So it's a good point. It's a clean sheet, and you know, if you get them away from home, then you know it's a good one to get. So you know, we're happy with bits and large parts of the performance. I felt second half we gained control of it. We gained control of our territory. We gained control of possession. I thought our shape caused them lots of problems in the second half. We just lacked, you know, again, a little bit of quality in the last third. But I thought we built had the steam up second half. We long throws, corners. We got them on the back foot. Felt if any side was going to go on to win the game, it was going to be us. But you know, we had a spell in the first half, 5-6 minute spell where, you know, the first half an hour there's nothing in the game really. Both sides feeling each other out, and then we had a spell where we unforced errors, and they built, and you know, they allowed them to gain some territory on us, and allowed them to gain some chances. Our goalkeeper's made a really good save, and I think that's probably a reflection of the game really. I don't think either goalkeeper was really, really busy. I think Dave's made one save. I think their keepers had bits and bobs to do. But, you know, that's probably one thing we haven't done is work the goalkeeper enough. But, you know, we certainly got into the area, so that's a positive. So we just need to sharpen up on that final product.
You think you were fortunate to go in at half-time at 0-0, considering the them errors led to quite good chances for Llandad, no, really, that were spurned?
Possibly. But, you know, like I said, the first half an hour, there was hardly anything in the game. And then, you know, we've made a couple of mistakes, and you know, that's what happens. I was disappointed that maybe we didn't react well from those mistakes, and we kept making mistakes which allowed them to, you know, unforced errors as well, which allowed them to create chances. But like I said, we the first 10 minutes of the second half, I thought we really set our stall out and really grabbed the game back from them, the initiative. And like you say, we were very front foot orientated, and you know, territory, possession, dominated. And you know, like I say, I thought, you know, our shape and our midfield players caused them lots of problems playing inside the pitch. And but we just couldn't find that final product, that little bit of quality or that final pass and that final shot to give us 3 points.
Second period, as you said, then it only looked like one side was sort of going to get the goal at one point. You know, we went close, Mitch had a chance, I think Kieran's glance went wide, and just one of them days.
Yeah, but you've got to, when you get those chances, because it was always going to be a game where there was going to be a lot of chances, you know, you've got to work the goalkeeper, and you've got to make him make saves, because you know things might happen from that, rebounds, deflections, etc. So you know, we're disappointed from that, but I'm really pleased with the players' work rate, their desire, their effort, you know, to come here and in their first home game. And you know, they've got a lot new players, and so you know, to come here and survive and survive the onslaught maybe in the first 5-6 minutes of a kind, to then grow in the game. And then I felt after that, especially in the second half, we were very front foot orientated, and just like frustratingly, just a little bit of quality in the last third has maybe stopped us from taking away all three today.
You had to put Jake Cook at right back today. From where I was looking, I thought he had an exceptional game, both going forward and defending. What was your view of it?
Yeah, well, Jake's played, you know, he's played in the for Stoke City, you know, under 21, under 23 level at right back. So there was never any problem with Jake playing there. You know, he's played there lots as a young player. So there's never any doubts of that. You know, I thought he did really well defensively, and Callum Roberts as well. They dealt with their threats. You know, they changed their two wide players after 55, 60 minutes. So that tells you everything, to try and get them a foothold in the game. But yeah, you know, lots of positives to take from it. But you know, lots of areas where we need to be a little bit better as well going forward. And you know, we're going to have to work hard in the week now in training and put it right before the Bala game next week.